Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Shot. It is the Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, baby. Powered by Scotty's
Everybody.
Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. I said available. How about that?
Yeah. We should have Scotty come today.
Yeah, Scotty, we're here, dog. Come on through.
We're here. Make it happen.
About to order some Popeyes. That's how you know it's a Friday. We're all in the studio.
Dude, anybody trying to get a sponsor for this show, Popeyes always works.
Did you see what Barkley said when Inside the NBA was sponsored by Popeyes?
What he said?
I'm not going to.
You can't say what he said?
Nah, I'm gonna let Chuck handle that. All right.
Oh, man.
Our guy.
I can imagine. I can imagine what he said.
Neil Greenberg just tweeted me. He said, I'm listening to B. Mitch and Finley. In my opinion, if Jaden Daniels is healthy, he should play. He will always be an injury risk as a dual threat quarterback. Can't manage, coach a team scared. A 30-0 blowout, take him out. Healthy and competitive game, let him cook. I think that's a reasonable place
to
land.
Way to go, Neil.
But I think you can be reasonable and on lots of different sides of this fence. The good news today, Jaden Daniels will not need surgery. It's a clean elbow dislocation, all right?
That just sounds so weird to me. Clean elbow dislocation.
I know. He's not.
No matter how clean it is, that SOB hurts.
He's not going to go on IR. Woo. He's got options, okay? They'll decide after the bye week what they're going to do. If he's healthy, should he play? Let's start with Alvin down in Richmond. What's up, Alvin?
Not much. How you doing, JP? How you doing there, B-Mitch?
What's up, Alvin? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I think if he's healthy and everything is fine, that he should be able to play. I mean, he's a dynamic player. He's always going to be a dual threat, and you can't keep him off the field. The guy wants to play. He has the heart, the energy. Put him out there. Like you said, you can't help him. You can't hide him forever. You have to put him out there. And one other thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't the running game gone down since Trent Scott has been out and off the field?
I don't know if it's directly attributable to like
they were putting him into that third as that tight end, extra tight end in some running plays.
Yeah,
and he was making key blocks and everything. And he's been injured on the inactive list for like what the last
I think
3 weeks.
He's been inactive, so they can have Coleman
and
active.
Bates was which called him as well.
Yeah.
He was injured for a little bit, so.
Appreciate the call, Alvin. Thanks, dude.
Appreciate the call, bro.
Our guy Tailgate Ted is on the line.
Teddy.
Ted, what's good, dude? What do you think with this Jaden situation?
Guys, when do we get so soft? I don't understand. People complained all preseason that Jaden didn't throw a single pass, right? And now, if the young man is healthy and if he gets cleared and to me, the caveat is if the offensive line in front of him is healthy, he needs reps. He needs practice. He's played 1.5 years. He's not a 10-year vet. The guy needs to see defenses and what they're doing against them so he can try and game plan it. You know, the VR headset's great, but nothing beats actual reps against competition. That's going to put you on your butt.
There we go.
That's one vote. Play the man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Ted.
Appreciate you, guys. See you in Spain.
I think you can have different viewpoints on this. Jeff, you look like you want to chime in here, bro.
Oh, I was just stretching, but of course look, if he's healthy, the team is trending the right way. Shoot, even if the team is not trending the right way.
That's the bigger question. If they win the next two and they're 5-6 at the bye week, hell yeah, Jaden's playing. If they lose the next two, I don't know.
Even if they lose the next two, JP, we all know when that clock is just started, we all have a chance. We have a chance with five in the game, right? Now, how I would play it, he's healthy. He's going to play every game. You know, he's going to start every game. But if it comes to, like, how it was last game, when we're down 31-7, going into the fourth quarter, we're going to take him out. But I don't think we should just call his season quits just because he got hurt. That's football.
I think there's a big difference, to your point, Jeff. There's a big difference in being down 30 in the fourth quarter of a game that you're not going to win versus having five games left and just saying, he's not going to play because we're keeping him right for next year.
Yeah.
Like, if he comes back and we're talking about Denver Sunday night football and
What is he up? The question I would ask is, what if they're up by 14 to 20? You want him to come out? You want him to stay in? We've seen weirder things happen.
If they get up 30, you could pull them.
If you get up 30, yeah.
That was the case.
But that's why I put it at a point spread where people have to think, because where does this go? Where do we stop being overly concerned and then let it happen? Because listen, the one person who has to make a step forward is going to be Jay, where he's going to have to learn sometimes. Like, listen, in my eyes, he has nothing else to prove to me. I already know he's a tough SOB.
Right.
I know he wants to be out there. So I don't need to prove nothing else to me. Just make sure you take care of yourself, because he's not just a football player. He's basically the damn CEO of this thing.
I'm not even saying it's to prove anything, but it's just like, you are a football player. Go play. Yeah,
but, but it's like, you know, people go, he needs this. No, he don't have nothing to prove. He does need the reps and all, but understand, the healthier you are, the more reps you can get.
Totally. It's all predicated on health.
Yeah.
Period. And he's got to be fully cleared, fully healthy, right? But the thing I circle back to, the last four games of the year are division games. Like, as much as we can count them out a million different ways, if you could rattle off four straight division wins, that's going to give you a chance at postseason football.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Like, I think to blanket say shut him down is crazy. Like,
I think
you got four division games to finish the year out.
The mindset that we have had, that people always say, take one game at a time, this is what we better damn well do. One game at a time. One game at a time based off of how we're going to win. One game at a time on this decision of if he's going to play or not. We can't get too far of ourselves. We can't, far ahead of ourselves. Just let things come to it. Let's take care of this week, and then we'll move on to the next. As I do a flamenco dance.
Shout out to the flamencos. Let's go to Charlie in College Park. I think Charlie's going to want the young man to play. Hello, Charles.
You bet your ass I do. As a former player, I tell you what, if you don't want to be on the field, you shouldn't be out there. These guys are pros. Anybody that doesn't want to be on the field or is a little tentative, I'm sitting you down, and you shouldn't be on the team. Quick question for you. Is McLaurin out today? We know if McLaurin's out today yet?
He's out. He hasn't practiced all week. He's a D&D.
Okay, here's another aspect of this of him coming back. Suppose, if they're out of the playoffs, Jaden's got to play. No matter if he's 100%, Jaden's got to play. Suppose Mariota wins three, four games in a row. See, I say Mariota. It makes that. I'm fooling myself. It's not just Mariota. It's not just Jaden. It's the whole team. It's the offensive, defensive line. It's the scheme. Okay, suppose they win three in a row. Do you take Mariota out? You start to look at like you're in the playoffs and you got a rhythm going. You're running the ball better. You're playing better defense. You know, I've thought about this for years. Guy comes in as a substitute, and then all of a sudden the starter comes back. The unwritten rule in pro football is that, hey, the starter comes back in automatically. Wait a minute. Suppose you win three or four.
Hell, didn't that happen with Troy Aikman and Steve Berline in the playoffs with the Cowboys?
Something like that. I can't remember.
Charlie, should we get to that situation? Call me back. I don't know that we need to debate a hypothetical quarterback.
No, I know, but you know what? You know what? They've lost a lot of conference games. They really hurt themselves. But you're right about the four division games at the end. If you're close, man, when he's 100%, he's got to play. And like you say, you're way up or way behind. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, bro. Let's keep these phone lines going. That was a good call from Charlie. You bet your ass I want him to play.
Charlie was ready, wasn't he?
Sean is in Springfield. Sean, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, he should definitely play, especially even if the season's lost, even if we're eliminated from the playoffs, he should play the last four games against divisional opponents. That's valuable experience against Vic Fangio's defense against the Eagles. We should be playing spoiler for sure, trying to stop them from winning the number one seed. And one caveat, though, if Terry's not out there, it is a little risky. But if your mentality is, oh, we should shut him down because the season's over, like, you're going to be scared of him getting hurt next year, too, just if you don't want him to play at all. So I don't think that makes sense. But, yeah, I would prefer if Terry's out there just because sometimes throwing to those receivers can get you hurt.
All right, baby.
Yeah, I think it's a wait and see, man. And thank you for the call,
that's
Sean.
It has to be that, you know, and let's understand one thing. I know we all play fantasy football these days. We have all gotten good, but we are not general managers.
Well, Doug, the only comparable situation I can think of, and maybe it's not comparable, but for the folks that are advocating to shut him down, I just saw a tweet from this dude, Jay, on Twitter. He said, good news. Now, as I said before, sit him. I see this as a sign from the football gods. Protect him. Keep him away from getting any worse injury. We escaped one. Don't gamble on a losing season. If we were winning, sure. And for the chemistry crowd, most of these guys will be gone next season. So that is a viewpoint.
Yeah.
The only comp I could think of for that, and maybe this is just me being too hyper-local, I guess, the Strasburg shutdown.
Yeah.
Now, that was a winning season, and they still shut him down.
Yeah. But then again, let's be real. Strasburg injury was to his arm, right arm, right? Am I right? His throwing arm, right?
Yeah.
So if Jaden's injury was to his right arm, I understand. It's not to his right arm. And in pitching, in baseball, that's the most valuable thing you have, your right arm. So I can understand the protecting him. And the way pitchers are taken care of and coddled any damn way, I see. It's not football, bro. So I understand, and like you said, that dude's comments make you think about some stuff. But still, it's two different sports, man. Two totally different sports.
Totally. Totally. I'm not advocating one way or the other. I think where I have landed is it is smart to keep your options open. If you came out and said, we're putting him on IR, he's done for the year, we want to protect him, I think it's premature. You're allowed to take your time. And we live in a microwave society, but there's nothing to prevent you from taking your time. And I think taking your time is the right move here.
Probably so.
Todd, calling from the DMWV. By God, West Virginia. What's up, Todd?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Todd?
I just want to say, you live by the sword and you die by the sword. I was in agreement with your earlier caller about, yeah, man, let's get Jaden back on the field of play, get him to be the spoiler that I think that we can be, because I think the season's a scrub, but he needs to learn how to slide, guys. Keep sliding, because it's so nerve-wracking, to say the least. Yeah, to watch him go out there. He's such a talent, but I say play him. Yeah, if he's good to go. Thank God it wasn't his throwing arm. But I just wanted to congratulate you guys for the platform that you guys have on Monumental. I miss watching you all's pregame and postgame on the old Comcast. I'm a 52-year-old yeah, Redskin, a.k.a. Commander fan since I was six. And, yeah, it's nice to see you guys on the TV screen, guys.
Appreciate
God
you,
God bless y'all. And, yeah, keep doing great at your art. Take care, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks, dude. Shout out to Todd in West Virginia. That was a very kind phone call.
Say shout out to the folks over at Lansdowne checking us out too, Jay.
Shout out to the folks at Lansdowne.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we come play some golf?
Yeah. Hook us up, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie. Let's go to Eli in D.C. Eli, what do you make of the Jaden situation?
Of course, I'd like him to play. But I kind of think of it like, you know, when you was a kid and you was asking your mom for the next thing. And your mom said, you got to show me that you're ready for this next thing. And I think I need receivers to show me. I need the team to show me that they're ready for Jaden to come back. Because he's going to have to, if we aren't winning in certain spots, it's going to be on him to do certain things. And I think if we just raised our level of play, around. He wouldn't have to do so much. So, you know, they got to show me that you're ready for this cat to really come back. It's not on him. He has to be able to do his thing. He got to protect himself too. But a lot of times he's running around because there's nobody really open and he's not able to throw the ball how he needs to. I'm more in line for him practicing. What you do is you start Mariota now and you just run Jaden in practice. You practice, and when he shows that he's ready and the team shows that they're ready for that stretch, then you put him in because he's had the time with the guys in practice. It's not enough to have this cat just because he was a number two overall
pick. You got to practice for the game you're playing that week. And if you Mariota is starting, you got to let Mariota get to work. You can't, like,
these are
still real games. Like, this is not.
I get that.
Like, you got 52 other dudes on that team. Like, you cannot.
Yeah, but
football's a different sport.
What he's saying by the other guys getting and lifting their games, I've agreed with that for the last few weeks. Where
he don't gotta with
you don't want him to think he has to throw on his cape. You know what I mean? It's like was it Superman that ran into the phone booth?
Yeah.
So you don't want him to think he got to run into the phone booth. Just let him keep being Clark.
Exactly. So
appreciate the call,
give
Eli.
Give him some time, man.
Appreciate it, brother. All right, man.
Keep these phone lines going. Bruce is in Bailey's Crossroads. What's up, Bruce?
Hi.
Hey, how we doing?
Chilling, man.
My personal opinion on this is simple. Being that football is a complementary game, if you put him back there until you got a line that can give him 3 seconds and can start opening holes for the running game, he's a sacrificial lamb for the rest of the season.
See, basically what you're saying is exactly what the caller before you said. They got to improve around him. If you go, if you feel you're gonna do that chance, they gotta improve around him. And listen, sometimes you can have the same people blocking, just get a better blocking scheme, get some help sometimes.
Exactly. I mean, you know it from playing the position, even in college. You know that the single lineman gets changed out, your play changes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got the alternations that have been happening this year with the line, you put him back there with the line that he's had, he can't be Jaden Daniels if you can't give him 3 seconds.
Well, I mean, to your point, Brian has said this before. Joe Theismann has said this repeatedly, that as much as quarterback's the most important position on the field, it's also the most dependent position on the field.
Totally.
And I think, honestly, not having Terry for the bulk of the season, I don't know that Jaden and Terry played together for what? Like a game and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
I think that's had such a massive impact on this offense.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where if Jacksonville's serious about wanting to move Brian Thomas, which apparently they were taking calls at the trade deadline, and, like, I know that everybody's going to scream about the defense, and they're not wrong, but, like, you need I think Debo's going to walk in free agency. Like, you need to add a young stud receiver that Jaden has trust in.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's
but
a high priority for me.
But at the same time, if the offense stops going three and out, then your defense isn't getting drained by the fourth quarter.
Sure. Appreciate the
point, Dad. Great call, Bruce.
Let's go to Zeke, our guy Zeke in Southeast. You want me to break, Jeff? Jeff's giving me a motion like he's driving a car.
Last one, man.
Okay, last one. Zeke, what up?
Okay, all right. What's up, fella?
What's up, brother?
Hey, definitely he should play if he's healthy. But to me, that's not even the issue. Brian, you said this once, right? What's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result.
That's Kingsbury. He's doing the same thing offensively over and over again, and we're getting killed. One thing I would like to see before Jaden gets back, I would like to see us, why don't we run, a heavy offense with focus on the run? We're the third leading rushing team. Bring in a tight end, bring in some extra bodies, and focus on the run. I'd rather do the New England offense where we're hitting our tight ends and our running backs out of the backfield. We don't have receivers right now, so why are we trying to force the ball down the field when we don't have – that's not our strength. Our strength is in the running game.
We haven't been throwing the ball down the field, Zeke. We've been throwing the ball mediocre or short. We haven't thrown the ball down the field.
Right.
And that's why nobody drops beyond 15 yards.
Right, and we're not going to throw it downfield. That's my point. I don't think we're going to throw it downfield even now. So my point is, this is focused on running it. Hey, you got eight in the box. Let us put eight in the box, and let's see the best man win. I think our offensive line is more built for running than passing.
Appreciate you, Zeke.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you, brother.
Thanks, pal. All right. In an effort to keep Jeff happy, quick break. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking the phones until 11:45 when Chris Wright will join the program for a Terps Hoyas preview.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Vibing on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. I had to do it. I broke down, B.
What?
I had to get some Fritos. Even though we just ordered a boatload of Popeyes. For everybody watching on the stream. Apparently, I just got word that the people on the stream think I look kind of jacked today. Whatever that is just the stream. I don't know.
Nice vest. The vest make you look thick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I'm incredibly out of shape for where I like to be totally frank with you.
So you normally want to be under 195. Where are you?
Like 197.
Is it? When just 2 pounds over? You good then, dog. I thought you were going to say like 207.
Nah.
Because you look a little plumpy.
If I get over 2 bills, that's when I stop eating the Fritos.
Well, your face look a little puffy, dog.
Like, I think that's the alcohol.
Nah.
That was really cool on Byron Kerr's update right there, talking about Maryland Georgetown tonight. You get Terps Hoyas. You got two legit legends in Johnny Holiday on the call for Maryland and Rich Chabakin on the call for Georgetown. You can listen to both via the Odyssey stations. I think Johnny and the Terps are on 980. And did he say Chvakin's going to be on this or on the other joint?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
But fun fact about Jeff Walker. Georgetown Hoya broadcast with Rich Chvakin was my first stint in radio.
I would love to get Rich's take on that.
Yeah.
Oh, Rich loved me.
What did you think about Jeff?
He loved me except for the first day because I didn't know they told me to be there 30 minutes before, but I didn't know for a live broadcast for the game we had to be there an hour before.
Great job, bud. Proud of you.
Yeah. You got to ask more than one question, Jeff.
These folks been on hold a while. Let's go to Chuck in Chantilly. Chuck, what do you make of this Jaden situation, bruh?
I think that the question that floats around in my mind is that is there a way for Marcus Mariota to actually earn the spot if he's playing with the same team behind the same line with the same receivers and getting better results? Don't you want the team to make the playoffs instead of just simply having Jaden Daniels make the playoffs? If the team, the quarterback should be the person that the team gels behind the best. If they're out of it, I would be more apt to bring them back than it would be if they're in it. Because if they're in it, that means Mariota's doing something that he's accomplishing something that Daniels was not accomplishing. And at some point, do you believe that we need to think about the other 52 people on the roster?
That sounds very good, but that's not a situation that's going to be happening, dog. They already know who that quarterback is for the future. I understand what you're saying and what you're trying to do, but nah, it's not like two guys are battling for a job. They know who the starter is.
Yo, like the fact. Appreciate the call, Chuck. The fact that the most popular dude in town is always a backup quarterback. I thought we had finally gotten past that. Like that's just yo. If Marcus balls out over these next two games, and they win the next two, and they're 5-6 going to the bye, you know what it does? It relieves any sort of pressure on Jaden feeling he has to rush back.
Yeah.
But in no way is there any trace of quarterback controversy. Like, stop with that.
I was listening to him, but I was like, that's not happening.
I looked up at you because I was like, which one of us is going to respond? I hope Marcus goes and balls out.
Yes.
You know who hopes Marcus goes and balls out?
Marcus.
Jaden.
Jaden and Marcus. But the whole thing about it is they understand what's going on. But if Marcus goes and balls out, something is going to change based off of what has been. Because what has been hadn't had Marcus or Jaden having great success. So something has to change.
You know what else could happen? What if the defense all of a sudden is the 85 Bears? We don't know. It's football. Crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's not happening is a quarterback situation. God damn, people forget stuff so fast. Kenny is in Largo. Kenny, what's up, dude?
We're good, JPB Mitch. How y'all today?
We're good, man. How you doing?
How are you?
Delivering this mail. Good. I agree with you, JP. It depends on how the season goes. Like, if we lose these next two, I don't know. But, you know, Marcus can hold us up. I want to see JD play, too. If you do come back, Cliff and JD just need to be smarter with, you know, what they got going on the field. My opinion. That's what I think. Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, I got a question. One question, yeah. If y'all mind, real quick. So I seen this video of Gerald McCoy and Keith Tlaib talking about JD and how he having a slump because he's been injured, right? So is that a slump because he injured? Because I commented on it. He was like, well, for us professionals, we call a slump when you got injuries. I'm like,
no, you don't. That's what the narrative is with people that want to be lazy in sports.
Yeah, like, he's being a hater, man. That's what I'm like, bro. He's just a hater, bro. Like what you talking about? Because JD ain't even been playing bad.
If you're
like,
not if you're weapons. Not playing, then you damn sure can't be good. So, I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
So
he has the top weapons with
that's
none
not
of them.
A slump.
I think, Kenny, it's a great call. Thank you, pal. I think multiple things can be true, right? Jaden hasn't played. When Jaden has played this year, he hasn't played as well as he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 100 right. factors to that. He's dealt with injuries. He's had different receivers or lacked receivers. Like, there's just a million different factors. So I think for a dude that has played, how many games has Jaden played? Four?
Yeah.
Like, to call it a slump is absurd.
It's just
to me.
Like I said last year.
You're a DB. You can't compare yourself to him, bro. Like, you're a whole corner. Like,
thanks, Kenny.
Maybe a quarterback.
Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
Like, when I saw CJ Stroud last year when he lost his two top receivers and his offensive line was in shambles, and you say he's having a slump. Why wasn't it the team having a slump? And if I'm a quarterback and I don't have my protection or my two best outlets, I damn sure not going to be what I was before. It's not happening. So that little slump thing, that is a made-up thing that makes people just want to talk. Because you never look at the guy that wasn't the top quarterback the year before and see if he went to a slump. They always look at the top quarterback from the year before and see if he went into a slump. Not anybody else.
It's a wacky world. Mm-hmm. We'll keep this going. Trav is in D.C. What's up, Trav?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
I definitely want to see Jaden get back, but I'm with the callers who are stating that it's going to take a team. And in order for that, I think, in order for anybody to do anything well enough to see Jaden come back, it's going to start with Cliff. Cliff, great coordinators make the second stringers and the third stringers look productive. They ain't got to be great, but you got to make them look productive, which means you got to be adaptive. You got to take what's the best thing on your field, and you got to highlight it. If that's Bill, if that's our running back room, then let's get under the center. Let's do some zone blocking schemes. Let Bill be able to make some jump cuts, get out to the edge. Let's do something to the degree that highlights the talent and not just keep handing the ball off from the shotgun position. And before he can take two steps, he got three people in his lap. So it's going to Cliff and Wick going to have to do some major changes and show that. Because either way, both of them going to be gone within this probably their last year, or they got one more year. You're either going to be gone because you're doing well and colleges and other people are calling for you, or you haven't done well enough with the talent that's around you. So it starts in the old coordinator and the D coordinator office. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, dude, a lot needs to change for it to be relevant for Jaden to get back on the field. But they're also pro football players. They play football for a living.
Yeah.
Last call for a minute, then I want to make sure we have plenty of time for our Terps Hoyas preview. Ellis, what's good, dude?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up?
What's up, Ellis?
I want Jaden to come back, want to see him play, but I got conditions. And the first condition is we got to shut down Ertz. He is killing us, but he's killing us from a play-calling situation. He can't run blocks, so whenever we run, we put in Bates and we put in Sennett, and that lets the other team know when we're going to run. So shut down Ertz. Ertz, I would play Ertz like Von Miller. 3rd and 10, all right, Ertz, you get the game. Other than that, you on the bench, right? And like the other caller, I would like to tie his, JD's comeback with Terry McLaurin. Get him his deep option because, like B. Mitch just said, everybody's pushing up the first 15 yards. We don't have a deep threat. It's kind of hard to play the game, right? And I got some other conditions for defense, but that's my conditions for JD to come back.
Appreciate you, bro. I think that's fair. Like, it needs to be worthwhile for all parties, but it's also okay if he just plays football. I did talk with Treylon Burks.
Mm-hmm.
This week in the locker room.
Yeah.
And I asked him just, you know, what does it mean that you got that catch in your first game? Just like, you're clearly a part of this team now.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've, you know, now he's on the active roster. In what appears to be tracking towards a lost season. I'm not sugarcoating that. This mm-hmm. looks like a flop of a year. I don't know if it'll happen, but what do you think the chances are that they find something in that kid that has all the talent in the world and dealt with injuries? And
well, if he can stay away from the injuries, because once you dealt with injuries and things looked like it was over, now you're labeled by it, especially when it looked like it's over for you. So he's going to have to go out there and make some things happen and show why he was the first-round pick. You know, sometimes just the change of scenery and getting under better tutelage can make that happen. But it also takes a lot of work from the person that's going through it. And hopefully he's putting that in.
Nobody go anywhere. We're talking Maryland, Georgetown next with former Hoyas star Chris Wright joins the program.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, B, when you talk about DMV hoops, right? Like real legends of DMV high school basketball,
yeah.
You typically talk about the WCAC, probably the best high school basketball conference in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about a dude, I remember being at St. John's, and when he signed with Georgetown, it was a big-ass deal. You talk about a guy with pure handles. It is Mr. Chris Wright. Chris, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time.
What's going on, family? Nice to see you. JP, what's going on?
What's happening, brother?
Chris just had a birthday. I ran into him at Clyde's and Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Asked if he could come join us, man.
You're awesome. Yes.
How often are you doing the Wizards postgame show on the radio?
I do every game. I've been doing every game the last 2 years. This is my third year doing every game.
That's awesome, man. Cool. And you can listen to The Wiz right here on 106.7 The Fam.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right, dude. So,
big day today.
Big day
today. right. Big day. Let's not play around. You know what time it is. You already know. I'm excited, JP. We got. Listen, man. This is great for the community. Great for the city.
Yeah.
I'm excited because we've been so rich in basketball history for so many years, and to see these programs kind of emerging at the same time, it's a lot of change that's been going on. It's an exciting time for the DMV. I think.
Can you see that this game here? Because you know when you are playing relatively close to somebody else, you know, and you get neighborhoods going to one school or somebody from the opposing neighborhood goes to the other school, can you see that lifting up the play of both of these colleges?
Absolutely. I mean, it's nothing like even at the high school level, you know, growing up in this area, it's so much competition. And when you play against people, it's such a rivalry. And at the college level, it's been the same way, too. It's just been unspoken. It just hasn't been explored. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those. Georgetown and Maryland we've always had a rivalry. We just haven't really been able to expose that, you know, because we've always been in our own respective conferences, doing our own respective things. And we have our own rivalries inside our conference. But just I could tell you as an athlete and as someone that's been growing up and knows both sides, it's always a little bit of, you know, what it's like if we played against y'all and, you know, we feel like we're the top dog and vice versa. So, yes, it definitely builds for sure.
See, JP don't know who he's cheering for because he went to both colleges, man.
I want to be crystal clear. I know who I'm cheering for.
Yeah, but if Georgetown wins, he's going to find a way to use that little grad school deal. Yo, that's how he played the Chris.
I'm rooting for the Hoyas except tonight. Like, they're not even close.
It's all right. You know, you got your home court advantage right now, so it's okay.
Can I? All right. You want me to put my Maryland hat on? We'd have home court advantage if it was a Cap 1, too.
Stop it.
That's true. Stop, and you know.
You know what? You might right now.
Let's talk about these teams. So, obviously, you played at Georgetown. You grew up in Maryland, went to St. Yes, John's. Like, it's a weird regional thing because for so long with Big John and Gary and Lefty, like nobody would play each other. They just refused to admit the other existed. Now right. The new world of college sports, they're playing and it's awesome. What the hell are we going to see tonight? These teams change every year. Like
big time.
Maryland had a massive coaching change. I hope Kevin Willard sits on a pineapple. Like, well, I don't know what Buzz Williams has built here. What are we going to see tonight?
You know, one thing I say and one thing I miss about college basketball and it's the one thing about the whole NIL phase is that you get to grow with the players. You know, you get to grow with the kid. You see them come in. You get to see them develop. You get to see them go through a certain thing. That was one of the beauties of college basketball. You got to see guys for at least 2, 3, or 4 years. You know, so the fans and alumni and the students all grow with that person. So you grow a community with you. Now it's a little different because everything has become so corporate style and business hungry and NIL this and NIL that it gets kind of hard for you to see, oh shoot, we got eight new players on the team now. Like who are these guys? You know? So the rivalry now becomes of the traditions and becomes of the lineage. And it becomes what me and you are doing. It's for bragging rights because we don't have the connections yet.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, we want to try to build that, hopefully, and I think that's still the most sustainable way of winning. But, you know, that's just not the model, the business model right now. So more so than what we're going to see out tonight is more so this the fact that me and you could talk trash when I see you at class tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we can kind of have that banter. Because as much as we love our schools, the connectivity in terms of who the players are and what they're about is not there. Now, I can say this, that Buzz Williams, I played against him in college. He was at Marquette. Buzz Williams is a hard-nosed, tough, physical, fast, big, strong type of coach. Like, that's how he likes his players to play. He likes to play physical. He likes to play fast. I think the Maryland fan base and alumni will get behind that over time because he's one of those guys. He definitely mirrors the mentality of Maryland Terrapins basketball, for sure. You know, he does have a kind of weird kind of Gary Williams kind of vibe to him. He can go crazy on the sidelines, you know, and he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. So, you know, he's a big-time coach. I will say that about Coach Buzz. And in Georgetown, we're coming back, man. I think we're coming back in a strong way. It's weird because our strong suit is guard play this year. It's not bigs.
Right.
So that's going to be the interesting thing to see. And we got Malik Mack, who's a local guy. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. He's a St. John's guy. So, y'all already know what time it is, man. You know, it's Hoyas, man. We're coming in to make some noise.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. You mentioned you have eight new guys on the team. How do teams find a way to – I understand, and I've always felt players should have got paid in college. I felt they should be able to profit off their name, like, name, image, and likeness. But how do you get a guy to be in the school for – like, so you see somebody in one school 1 year, another school next year? Hell, I think you need, once you sign it, you're there.
Right. I would love that too, but you have to – I mean, there's business practices that – you got to look at everything like a business now, you know, whereas the whole way that you were to recruit back in the day, that's gone. That's completely gone, you know. Even if the – you know, I don't know. I'm not just saying if they were doing it legally. It's still gone how they were doing it back then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that whole style is different. I think the business models have to change in order to make it significant so these kids – can see the benefit of staying for 2 and 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, what is the plan that you're putting in place for them to stay 2 and 3 years? If you, that should be a marketing tool. I'm giving out gems right now because just because I'm cool like that. But I think that should be some type of marketing tool to figure out how you can keep kids, because after a while, you got to create a community.
Yeah.
You got to create something, you know, you want to keep your job. So the only way you can keep your job is some type of sustainability. And, you know, so I don't know to answer your question. I think that's the part of the game that needs to be figured out. And I think NCAA has to be a part of that as well.
Well, I think you need to go to somebody else because they don't know how to figure it
they
out.
They don't know how to do
it. Right? right.
Chris, right. A real question on this thing. Like, Maryland's in a unique position because Buzz just got here, and if tonight goes well or not, Buzz is part of this thing for a while now, right?
Yep.
Cool. And tonight's not going to make or break anybody's season. John Thompson had a Scott Van Pelt was talking about it on his podcast. Big John had a famous line about November college basketball not meaning much, and that's all I can say of the Big John quote. But
yeah,
what kind of pressure is Cooley under for the Hoyas? Like, he's in year three, and they haven't made a tournament yet. Like,
what is that?
It's got to be mounting over there.
JP, you asking all the right questions. You asking all the right questions. I'm with you. I mean, I think we all feel the same way. And first of all, let me say this. I'm behind Coach Cooley, and I respect what he's doing at his development program. This is the first year I can say that I feel like this is reminiscent of what an Ed Cooley team looks like. You know, in terms of personnel, in terms of how they're playing, it looks more like his style of play. You know, so he has, and it's still growing. He still needs more. He's still going to get better players as the years go on. Not saying these kids aren't good, but the style of play is more after 2 years of rebuilding and reshaping. Unfortunately, we don't have PV and Sorber to back that up. But after 2 years of reshaping, it's starting to look like his type of guys, gritty, strong, physical, athletic, long, lanky. We're starting to see the style that Cooley likes. So, yeah, it's year three, man. I always thought that even as a player, it takes 3 years to kind of figure out your role in the game. And I think the same thing with coming into a new as a coach. So year three, we want him to make the tournament. That's what we're looking for. We're betting on that. You know, we brought him in to win, and I think it's time for us to, as a community, to feel that. And yeah, so. You want to have a good showing. November basketball in this context matters.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a good showing. You want us to look good. You want us to perform well. You want us to have an identity, a culture that we can, you know, we can build on. So, yeah, it's all hands on deck for Coach Cooley and the staff, man. We want to get it done, and we're supporting them.
What kind of wages you and JP got?
Clyde's? Maybe Clyde's wings. How about that, Chris?
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that. We're going to do some Clyde's wings for sure.
Dude, I appreciate you making time for
appreciate
us.
You,
go Hoyas most nights except tonight.
No, appreciate you guys. Y'all doing a great job. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate right, you,
thanks,
brother.
Chris.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Former Hoyas great Chris Wright joining us here. Big matchup tonight in College Park, Georgetown versus Maryland. You can listen to it on 980. That game tips at 6 o'clock. Woo! I'm fired up for that one. I'll probably watch a half of it with my kids crawling all over me. Nobody go anywhere. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything next. Open them phones, Jeff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.